The Cleaner, Episode 4, New Leeds, by Inger Gammelgaard-Madsen, translated by Martin Reib, narrated by Chris Jenkins for Saga. A prison guard committing suicide was not something that could be featured on the news for very long, nor was a former defence attorney dying in a car accident. But when the father of the latter, well-respected Supreme Court Justice Carl Dalarup, went missing without a trace 1 week later and was still missing after 2 days, the attention turned back to the old news once more. Several times over the past week, Anne Larson had tried getting permission from her chief editor to further examine the strange coincidence she noticed in that both prison guard Julius Habercost and defence attorney Vivian Elstead had been connected with murderer Patrick Asp, who was an inmate at Institution Enemark where Julius Habercost worked. But the chief editor had reminded her, not for the first time, that she was a criminal reporter, not a criminal investigator, and that her duty was to report, not to investigate. But Anne was struggling to let it go. There was something fishy about that suicide, and the two police officers had been cleared completely. Of course she trusted the IPGU and the investigation of Roland Benito, but something was still lurking at the back of her mind. Now she went to see the chief editor again, because the first thing she had checked was if Carl Dalarup was somehow connected with Patrick Asp. And bingo. He had been the judge on the homicide case 10 years ago. He would have been the one to bang his gavel and say life imprisonment if it had been an American court. In Danish courts, the judges do not use gavels, which many people mistakenly thought they did. "That was 10 years ago, Anne," the chief editor said. But he still looked inquiringly at her, chewing at the side bar of his glasses.
"Exactly. It looks as if the old case is connected to everything that's happening."
The chief editor frowned, and then he shook his head. All he had done was to mention to her that the East Jutland police had just announced a press briefing regarding the missing Supreme Court justice.
"Listen," Anne persisted. "A prisoner died of a narcotic overdose, and
you know as well as I do that neither the police nor the prison have confirmed that."
"The institution," Anne remarked.
"Huh? Oh, right, the institution. But the only place you heard it was from some random angry prisoner you happened to pass in the prison corridor, and..."
"It was no random prisoner, it was him, Patrick Asp. The connection between both the deceased and the missing judge. He accused Julius Habercost of having caused the death of this spider by supplying the narcotics. I'm merely saying that it's even more suspicious that we are not being told anything about that death, and that it seems to be a political decision. Is that not what we journalists are supposed to bring to light, so that the public knows what's happening in the most secure prison in the country funded by their tax money?"
Anne had talked herself warm and felt her cheeks flushing. "But the suicide and the car accident are old news already, Anne. Just think about how awful it will be for the two families if we start focusing on them again."
"You think they have forgotten it?"
"No, of course not. But in the middle of their grief, do you really want them to start wondering if it wasn't a suicide or an accident, but murder?"
"We're not a tabloid,"